morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, your host for the podcast and editor of ChannelBuzz.ca. Today, we continue our 2014 New Year's podcast series, and we're joined by Tech Data Canada's Rick Reed and Greg Myers, President and Vice President of Sales and Marketing, respectively. Rick and Greg will take us through just how Tech Data saw 2013, what they're seeing for 2014, including areas where they think the channel should focus, and a hint at some new services and offerings from the distributor. So let's get right into it as we chat with Rick and Greg. All right, joining us now are Rick and Greg. Gentlemen, thank you for taking the time.
You're more than welcome. Happy New Year.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
To you as well. To you as well, of course. I guess to start with, can I get your thoughts on the year that was 2013 for Tech Data Canada in terms of performance, in terms of what you saw in the market?
Okay, it's Rick. I'll take an initial run at that. And by the way, it may be calendar 13 to you, but it's physical 14 to us, fiscal 14. And then we still have another month to go.
Yeah.
So we're not done counting all the beans just yet. But I would say if I had to summarize the year, I would say that it started off rather slowly, primarily a result of the federal government slowdown in spending, which had an impact on many of our good customers in Ottawa and elsewhere. The summer was the traditional summer, not much of a change year over year, and then it really did pick up in the latter part of the year. And the NPD results would verify that they had some pretty heady numbers coming out of distribution in the July and July through October time frame. We haven't got the December results yet, but November was also quite nice. So I would say that it came on nicely through the balance of the year. From a Tech Data perspective, we enjoyed growth in all of our key focus areas. We had particularly strong growth in software. I think we ended the year close to 30% year over year in software growth, so we're very pleased about that. So overall, it's not finished yet, but we are pleased with the way it is ending. And I think when you look at all the puts and takes, it'll end up being up slightly year on year. And I don't think we anticipated that coming into the year, so that's a bonus.
Always nice to have things outperform a little bit. You mentioned software and the growth there. Obviously, we saw some action from you guys in terms of moving more aggressively, more completely into ESD and into electronic deployment. Is that what drove that, or what drove the software growth that you guys saw?
Yeah, I'd say it's this is Greg Raba. A number of different factors, and certainly ESD and other new ways to deliver software electronically, either through the cloud or as a download from techdata.ca. All of these tools make it easier for customers to access software products. So clearly, there are a number of different formats for delivering software that multiple vendors are initiating, and that we are, you know, we in turn are doing development work within Tech Data Canada to be able to deliver those capabilities to market. So it's kind of interesting. It's not so much about new products as it's about new ways of getting those products into customers' hands. You know, there's a change in perspective, I guess, with respect to licensing and the nature of a perpetual license versus a non-perpetual license. Consistent with the movement around cloud, everything is becoming available as a service, whether that's software, it's infrastructure, whether that's in the Apple environment or in the Windows environment. That's the change that we see taking place in the software market. You know, as much as all of that is true, you know, the standard enterprise license agreements that we're all familiar with, those continue to be a very significant part of our business. You know, whether that's Oracle or Microsoft or McAfee, we're seeing continued demand. VMware has been very, very strong this year. Continued demand for enterprise software agreements in large and enterprise accounts across Canada.
All right, great. Traditionally, when we've talked, at quarter ends, Rick, it's almost a running joke where I'll ask, what drove the business, and you'll repeat, servers, infrastructure, storage, that kind of core business, sort of a red letter day. That's not the stuff that gets the headline treatment this time, and that it's software. How was performance for that sort of core infrastructure business, and particularly that which is folded into the advanced infrastructure business for you guys?
Well, we bundled a lot of products into the advanced infrastructure division, and it did very well this year. It was one of the major profit contributors to us for the year. But I would say that, once again, the software is part of that. The software, server, storage did nicely this year. We already talked about software. Networking was a little less exciting than in previous years. It certainly wasn't bad, but I would say there was an element of slowdown in the networking side of things. But servers and storage, and interestingly, for a dead product line like the client device, it did very well this year. People coming into the fiscal year were talking about the death of the PC. Well, I'd say it did anything but die this year. It actually it flourished quite nicely.
And that flourish that you mentioned, I just wanted to get into the client side next, actually. So thank you for drawing me there. That growth on the client side, or that flourish on the client side, is that the traditional PC, laptop, and desktop, or are you counting tablets and other, we'll call them non-traditional end user client devices in that as well?
No, I'm talking notebooks, convertibles, desktops. As you know, we don't sell the Apple tablet product line yet. And we are selling the tablets from our core OEM partners, but it's at a much slower pace. But it's really been the traditional product suite that's picked up.
Yeah, notebooks, Robert, continue to be the number one product category in the Canadian channel. By dollar volume, notebooks are the biggest sellers in the marketplace, and desktops are the third largest category in the marketplace. So, to Rick's point, we're seeing strength in that marketplace, and we're seeing refresh of systems that haven't been upgraded since 2008 or even before. So. Mm-hmm. People have been stretching their PCs over the last 5 years, but we're seeing more and more companies upgrading their infrastructure. Some of that is a function of OS upgrades, and some of it is simply a function of customers taking advantage of the incredible processing power available these days at a relatively modest price point. The price of a fully capable PC is getting closer and closer to the price of the tablet that's been so popular in the consumer space. So
right.
We'll see applications really determine the utilization of desktops, notebooks, and tablets for sure. But it's as a vendor, as a distributor, that's very dependent upon that business. It's really quite encouraging to see continued strength in that marketplace.
So both a refresh in sense, I imagine, of businesses, as you point out, being tired of or running out of time to sit on their hands and stand pat. Eventually, you do have to upgrade these things. Do you see the looming Windows XP deadline as a factor in these decisions, or is that a card that's yet to really be played?
I would say it's been a factor to date. It hasn't been played in a large way yet. A lot of very large institutions in Canada, government, banks, federally and provincially, who haven't made the switch yet. So there's a lot coming.
All right, great. Shifting gears to look forward a little bit, what are you guys thinking about? What are you guys focused on heading into 2014?
Yeah, I would say that we're fairly optimistic about the growth potential in the marketplace. There's kind of two factors that we look at, just the overall economic environment, and we continue to be hopeful and optimistic that the recovery in the United States and the recovery that we see in the Canadian marketplace will continue. you know, that's somewhat juxtaposed against market data that suggests that the IT economy isn't going to be a driver of that growth or isn't even going to participate in the market growth, economic growth in the same way that it has historically. But to Rick's earlier point, no question we've seen sell-through and shipments from Canadian distributors to the channel increase in the second half of the year. And lately, we're more, you know, we're convinced more easily by what just happened in the marketplace versus what's being forecasted to come next. It seems that what just happened in the previous quarter and in the previous semester is as good an indicator of what comes next as any forecast data would suggest. So based on what we're seeing over the last 6 months and the Canadian channel recover to, you know, to low single-digit growth numbers, we're optimistic that that's going to continue. Again, consistent with the refresh on client product, there's also a refresh underway on converged infrastructure product as people take a look at their server, storage, network infrastructure. They're able to look at brand new technologies that, that really converge all of those capabilities and allow for a much simpler management console across the network and the data center. So all of that feeds really well into our wheelhouse. And so with upgrade activity at both the data center and at the client side of the business, those typically would point to good fortunes for the channel.
I've been hearing that. I've been hearing that that story of converged infrastructure a lot. That is really catching on in a big way in the Canadian channel.
Now, there's all the major OEMs are pushing it, so it's bound to catch on.
You got that much behind you, eh? It's easy. Any particular areas you guys are focusing on or looking at as new growth opportunities? I know, Greg, you said that that sort of looking at where we've been most recently is sort of the best barometer for where we're going. But curious if there's anything outside that that you guys are seeing as growth opportunities.
I'd start off by saying that you'll continue to see tech data as you always have focus on our core competencies, and we'll continue to do that going forward, the same as we did last year. I think the addition of what was the Harco business in a formal partnership with Tech Data will just add to that growth. And as I said at the onset of that partnership, there is value in quantity, and that certainly has helped us, makes us a larger stocker of product for all of our existing partners across the country. So we're very pleased with that incremental growth. And on top of that, you'll see us grow in some very focused areas, certainly around cloud. We're going to have a small mobility play this year. You'll see us in that area. And I think you'll see us start to dabble very early, at least, in some of the e-tail business that is growing quite nicely in Canada.
That's not been an area that you guys have been really involved in the past. What's sort of the driver for breaking into the e-tail market?
Well, we're not fools. We sit back and just... You see some fairly significant growth by some of our competitors and some of our vendor partners, and we like to play in the same ballparks.
All right.
Directly adjacent to what we do as well, Robert. So it's less about the requirements to support big box opportunities and more about using our core capabilities, our core inventory and delivery capabilities against that part of the marketplace, which is growing. So we've been there. We've been active with the direct marketing organizations across Canada. And as more and more of that business kind of shifts from the telephone to online purchasing, there's a great opportunity for us to leverage our inventory and our business capabilities against that. So it's directly adjacent, and our commercial business will continue to be very core to what we do, but if we can drive some incremental top-line business and really kind of spread our coverage beyond commercial accounts to further into that, you know, that prosumer, SMB, small business, however you want to describe it, that's accretive for Tech Data as a result. So that's a new opportunity for us. And you had talked about ESD earlier, electronic software download. That's a relatively new new offering from just a handful of vendors through Tech Data today. That's got the potential to grow and really replace box sales. And a lot of box sales have historically happened in retail. So that's an opportunity to move what have been traditionally retail sales to an opportunity for Tech Data and our partners. You know, the other area that I think is growing for us is our services business. So our configuration services, the services that we provide through our Advanced Technology Solutions Center, you know, all of this gains more traction quarter after quarter after quarter as partners get a sense of our capabilities, leverage those capabilities against an opportunity, and then begin to use Tech Data's capabilities as they present themselves in their local markets to deliver these kinds of services to their customers. So that continues to be an area of growth for us, and it's something that differentiates Tech Data's offering in the marketplace, you know, because of our ISO-certified capabilities. So all of those services allow us to offer our resellers something more than simply the product at a competitive price.
All right. Rick, you touched on cloud and mobility plays to come this year. Safe to assume those will be Canadian versions of TD Cloud and TD Mobility, the programs we've seen in the U.S. over the last couple of years?
Very close, modified versions of the same. We always like to leverage the expertise that they've gained, and we will do that again.
All right. Great. Curious, as you guys are out there talking to solution providers, you know, on the street and in Saskatoon, perhaps earlier this week, as we were discussing before we got on this call, what mood are you seeing in the channel? You know, what's the mood of the solution provider community heading into 2014, and what are they focused on? What are they excited about? What are they concerned about?
Yeah, so I'll start with that, Robert. I'd say there's a level of optimism where last year was a difficult year from a revenue growth point of view for some markets more than others. Certainly, Rick spoke about the federal market having been difficult. That's an example of a business that will likely show some recovery this year. I mean, I guess one of the upsides of a downside is the recovery is when you come back out of that trough. And, you know, if what we've seen in terms of federal demand in the last 3 or 4 months is indicative of what this next 75 days will bring, then I think there's some upside there, and we've heard that reflected from at least some of our Ottawa partners. Having spent a couple of days out west earlier this week, I would say the same thing. The environment is I think it's quite stable. Partners are making investments in their own capabilities. They're seeing opportunities in the marketplace develop, and so I heard quite a bit of optimism in Edmonton and in Saskatchewan. Of course, Saskatchewan is the place to be these days. It's a small market, but it's growing rapidly and industrializing rapidly around some of the key natural resources plays that are in hand. So you get a sense, even when you go to these marketplaces, their airport infrastructures are being upgraded, their transportation networks are being upgraded. All of this drives more IT demand, more IT activity. So, no, I would say that our optimism is a function of what we hear from our partners, both downstream reselling to the marketplace and upstream from our manufacturers. So there's always winners and losers. Not everybody's boat rises to the same level, but generally speaking, we see the partner community with a lot of momentum and growing their own services business, which is really the engine for their profitability, and it's all of that that drives demand for the products that our vendors bring to market. So I'd say it's looking pretty good.
Good to hear. Any parting shots for the Canadian channel community before we sign off on this one?
Never a negative shot, Rob. I would just like to thank them all for their fantastic contributions to our success through calendar 2013. And you know, they're a big part of what makes us successful in Canada, obviously. So we work very closely with them. And again, just like to say thank you to them for 13, and let's do it again in 14.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thank you. Thank you guys for taking the time. Thanks again for your ongoing support of ChannelBuzz.ca, and look forward to many conversations over the course of 2014.
All righty. Right on, Rob. Thanks a lot.
All the best.
There you have it. Another edition of the New Year's podcast series just about in the books. Thanks to Rick and Greg for joining us for the podcast and for Tech Data Canada's continued support of ChannelBuzz.ca, which makes this and everything else we do on the site possible. Thanks, of course, to all our other sponsors and to you for listening as well. And speaking of listening, we'll be back the middle of this week with another round of the New Year's podcast series, this time featuring HP Canada's two channel chiefs, Gary Drysdale, representing Printing and Personal Systems, and Andrew Epic, representing Enterprise Group. Be sure to join us for that. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.